Coming up on episode number 263, we're going to have a David Bowie cover story with the full knowledge that this is going to be the first of many, that there are going to be other David Bowie cover stories down the line. I've just got too many covers of his songs to try and fit them all into one episode, and to try and fit all the best ones and all the requests and all that into the first one. So, you know what? Cue up the starting music. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's November 14th, 2006. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to the David Bowie cover story, volume one, let's call it. Yeah, you know, I realized that one of the reasons that the David Bowie cover story has gotten postponed and kind of pushed back for so long is that I was almost making it more of a Herculean task than it actually should have been. You know what? I should just pick, you know, 9, 10 good songs, throw them together in a show. It's gonna invite you guys to phone in your requests or email your requests for David Bowie covers, and there'll be more, right? So I wanted to pick the songs that I really enjoyed, and I'll kind of give you a little bit of a snapshot of how I put together a cover story. What I do is I dump all the cover versions of a particular artist, or by a Sue George track. I kind of listen to all of the individual ones and try and pick, okay, which Sue George track do I want to play, or which other versions of David Bowie songs do I want to play, and kind of narrow down which Sue George track it's going to be, things like that. And so these were the 10 that I came up with for this first volume. And I'm not going to do a big, you know, thing like I did with the Cure cover story, Rolling Stones, where I make this in two parts over a couple of weeks. We got a lot of stuff coming up with the Thanksgiving Beatles show. We've got the Coverville Countdown coming up. So the next David Bowie volume will be after the first of the year. So you guys have time to come up with what you want to hear. And I've got a few requests that I just didn't get to for tonight's show. So, all right, let's jump into it. Did I do enough explaining here? I think I did. Last year, Terry Nunn came out with a fantastic album of cover songs. I thought it was absolutely great, and I've been a big Berlin fan for a long time, so hearing her come out with some new stuff was a real treat. She included a David Bowie cover on that album. It's called Foreplay. Came out in 2005, and it's a great way to kick off the show. This one just rocks. Here's Berlin with Fashion.
Thank you. blues and dance the blues.
Let's dance
to the song they're playing on the radio.
Let's surf
while color lights up your face.
Man Who Sold the World. Hopefully a version you haven't heard there before. That's by Lulu. Yes, the same Lulu who did To Sir With Love. That comes from a CD compilation called Inspired, The World's Greatest Covers, which came out in 2004. I really wrestled with a bunch of different versions to play. Of course, the Nirvana version, which I think is one of the best versions of that song. And then a version by Midge Ure of Ultravox, which is also excellent. I decided on this one because of the kind of fun, it's got a very fun 70s, 80s feel to it, especially with that saxophone. So I thought it fit pretty well in tonight's show. Before that, you heard the Futureheads with their version of Let's Dance. That comes from a CD that came with Q Magazine called Q, covered the 80s. It came out this year. And then before that, we start off the set with Berlin, Terry Nunn and the reformed Berlin from the 2005 release Foreplay. Absolutely excellent release, by the way. You should check it out. A lot of great covers on there. That's Fashion we started out with. So there's the first of the rockin' sets. Now let's move on to the more introspective sets. See, I like how I group these together. Now I hope you knew that I was going to have to include a Sue George track. Sue George is the Portuguese singer. Oh, I hope I'm getting that right. I know he sings in Portuguese. He might be from Brazil, and I'll check that out during the musical break here. But he contributed, did the soundtrack to Wes Anderson's The Life Aquatic, starring Steve Zissou, or Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, which was a Bill Murray movie, really good from a few years back. I've always got a soft spot in my heart for Rushmore, but I thought this was a really good movie. Sue George does the soundtrack as a series of David Bowie covers that he performs in the movie acoustically on a guitar, almost like a chorus, an old Greek chorus. Well, they came out with a new CD last year, at the end of last year, the Studio Sessions, which included a few different tracks and some different versions than you heard on the soundtrack. And I'm going to include one of them right here for you. This is David Bowie's Changes, performed here by Sue George.
Do show e não fique magoado porque vou partir. É só o jeito que eu sou. Changes, lá vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Tô saindo fora porque vou me dar bem. Changes, lá vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Sei que tá na hora e eu vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás. Não é por nada não, mas vou me divertir enquanto a vida assim permitir. Só procurar fazer amigos do bem, se precisar ajudar também. E agora liberdade e horizonte, só você não sacou. Nova York, Ipanema, Hong Kong, é nessa aí que eu tô. Changes, lá vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Tô saindo fora porque eu sei que vou me dar bem. Changes, lá vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Sei que tá na hora e eu vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás. Livre eu me sinto, sublime. Gente, mais gente, o mar e o céu azul. Changes lá, vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Tô saindo fora e eu sei que vou me dar bem. Changes lá, vem meu trem, vem meu trem. Tô saindo fora e eu sei que vou me dar bem. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás. Sempre em frente, nunca pra trás.
And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hair. Yes, I'm hoping to kick, but the planet is glowing. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie. He's strung out in heaven's high, hitting an old time. Time and again, I tell myself I'll stay clear tonight, but the little green wheels are following me. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. I'm happy, I hope you're happy too. One flash of light, but no smoking pistol. I've never done good things, I've never done bad things, I've never did anything out of the blue. Oh, 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 oh. And want an axe to break the ice. I wanna come down right now. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie. He's strung out in heaven's high. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie. He's strung out in heaven's high. Hitting a note low.
My mama said to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mama said to get things done, you better not mess with the Major Tom. Mama said many things.
The amazing 4-octave range of Happy Roads. They're doing a version of Ashes to Ashes from her 1993 release, Road Songs. That was a request, actually, from Matt from Holland, Pennsylvania. Thanks for suggesting that one, Matt. Before that, you heard Heroes by Icehouse. Oh, isn't that cool? Just such a dreamy version of that song, or such a dreamy, maybe it's not the word. I mean, atmospheric version of that song. And again, you know, I thought about, even for Ashes to Ashes, I thought about the Tears for Fears version, which actually, in my opinion, is a little too close to the original version. And the version of Heroes, I think, that the Wallflowers did, suffers from that same kind of fate. It's a little too close to the original, but that one is nice and unique and, like I said, very atmospheric. And then we started the set off with, hey, Sue George from Brazil. And he's singing Portuguese, so my memory did serve me correctly with his version of Changes from the Life Aquatic Studio Sessions release. Well, all right, we've covered the more rock stuff with Berlin and the Future Heads and stuff earlier. But of course, David Bowie is known for his glam. So let's get into some of the glam kind of covers here. This one, I guess, actually falls a little more closely towards rock than glam, but we'll get there. We'll get there. This comes from a collection of David Bowie covers called Spiders from Venus. Came out in 2003 on... Oh, shoot. I can't remember the name of the label. I'll get it for you. But it was a label that just did cover songs, and for a little while, they were even a sponsor of Coverville. Great guy, and just celebrated the birth of his baby around the time the last CD came out. But the unique thing about the Spiders from Venus release is that it's all women doing covers, and there's a very similar one that he did for The Doors, and another one for Joe Jackson. But this comes from the David Bowie one, and it's a performer by the name of Esra Mohawk doing her version of David Bowie's Golden Years.
That sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come get up, my baby. There's my baby, lost that soul. Want something and you save his little soul. Go, wap, wap, wap. Come get up, my baby. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings. Come get up, my baby. In walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Come get up, my baby. I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years. Golden years. Go, wah, wah, wah. And it won't be long. Gonna drive back down where you once belonged. In the back of a train car 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, but you gotta get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows of these golden years. There's my baby lost at all. One someday and you save.
Golden years, go.
Gene Loves Jezebel from a CD called Goth Oddity, a tribute to David Bowie, which came out in 1999. That's Gene Loves Jezebel, actually, with Michael Aston. Now, originally, in the 80s, Gene Loves Jezebel was called Slav Aryan, and there was actually Jay Aston and Michael Aston, the two brothers, two twin brothers, as a matter of fact, who formed the band. Well, after a couple albums, the brothers split up, and in 1987, Michael left, moved to L.A., and Jay recorded two albums, two Gene Loves Jezebel albums without him. Well, for this song, they've reunited. The two brothers are back together, fronting Gene Loves Jezebel and performing David Bowie's song that he wrote for Mott the Hoople. He actually saved that band, or at least delayed their departure, but certainly kept them from being forgotten in the annals of rock history. Mott the Hoople was on the verge of breaking up, calling it quits, and giving up the music gig, and David Bowie came in, gave them that song, offered them actually Suffragette City and All the Young Dudes. They took All the Young Dudes, recorded on an album that David Bowie produced, and they also did a cover of Sweet Jane on there, which I might have to play on a later show, but a little history there for you. And that actually might be a really good Lyrics Undercover, you think? Before that, you heard Waterloo Sunset, performed by the man himself, David Bowie. Of course, a cover of the Kinks track. You'll find that on David's 2003 Reality release. And it's my favorite, certainly one of my favorite Kinks songs. And I think David Bowie just does a great job glamming it up on that. And we start off the set with Esra Mohawk from a compilation called Spiders from Venus, which came out in 2003. Esra has been making music ever since 1967, and as a matter of fact, was a member for a while of Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention. And she took the name Uncle Meat when she was part of that band. A couple quick things. Number one, wanted to let you know. Now I am working now on a MacBook Pro, an Apple MacBook Pro Core Duo deal here. But I do have my old G4 for sale. If anyone's interested out there, I'm going to throw this up on eBay in a couple weeks. But Dave Hamilton from Backbeat recommended. He said, "Hey, you know, try selling it on your show. See if anybody's interested." And so if you are, shoot me an email real quick. Also, wanted to mention Patrick, who I mentioned the giveaway that we're doing for the Beatles Thanksgiving show. But what I didn't give you is the web address for you to go to check out the Helmet MP3 player. It's pretty easy to remember. HelmetMP3.com. HelmetMP3.com. And you can check out the miniature college football helmets with an MP3 player inside. We're giving one of those away for the Beatles Thanksgiving show, and decided to make it easier on you, the listener, and not require you to jump through a bunch of hoops and do a lot of trivia. This is just a random drawing. So send me an email at coverpod@gmail.com. Include Beatles in the subject, BEATLES in the subject line. And tell me a little bit about yourself, about how you listen to Coverville. Do you listen in your car? Do you listen at work? On an iPod? On, heaven forbid, a Zune, which has no podcasting support, for crying out loud? Oh, what were you thinking, Microsoft? Anyway, send me a little bit of your information. Tell me about how you listen to the show, and tell me if there's if you see a way to improve it, if there's something you like, something you don't like. Maybe you think I talk too much during these little breaks. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play one last track for you. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you that if you want to get in touch with me, email me, call me. Coverville@gmail.com is the email address. 206-222-COVER. Is the phone number, and of course you're welcome to contribute. You're encouraged to contribute to the forums at coverville.com. And of course, Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. If you've got, if you want to sponsor a show, great, I'd love it. Get in touch with me and you'll find all the information on the website. Okay, one last track, and man, I wrestled with a lot of different versions of the song to play. And the reason I picked this one is for two reasons. Number one, I love The Divine Comedy, and Neil Hannon, who's the lead vocalist for that band. Number two, it was a perfect way to end the show. So this is just going to just about cover it. This is going to just about cover it for tonight. Here's Life on Mars, performed by Neil Hannon and Jan Tiersen. Enjoy, and we'll catch you next time on Coverville.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen as she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked on a silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh no, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the selling show is a life on Mars. It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Muirkirk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times before. It's about to be written again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the long man beating up the wrong guy. Oh damn, wonder if he'll ever know. It's in the best-selling show. It's the life of